Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and Neil, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And happy holidays to everybody. It's Thanksgiving week. We've got several callers in the queue, so happy to have you all here. I see that several of you have not pressed one. If you'd like a reading, I'm assuming that's why most of you are on the phone here, 608-913. Please press one if you'd like to speak with us for a reading, and you will be in our queue. That said, we do get to our calls at about 15 to 20 minutes after the beginning of our show. We do instruction for that portion of the show. So if you would please be patient and keep your place in line, we will be getting to each one of you that is on the phone waiting to speak with us today. And we would love it if you would join us on Facebook or here on Blog Talk Radio by pressing the follow button or sending a friend request or liking Neil Baker Psychic on Facebook. There are a couple of Facebook sites, and of course you can follow us on Twitter as well. I do create events for the show, so it's a good way to stay connected to us and helps us promote the show as well. Neil's direct number, 562-5-
When we talk about the fourth dimension, we're actually talking about the element beyond our physical realm. So we live in the third dimension, where basically our bodies reside, even though our bodies do carry a soul and a spirit. The third dimension is structured for the body. And the body does hold, like I said, karma, holds transcendent energies, and it does contain within it the soul and spirit. But when we get into the fourth dimension, we're actually talking about the domain of the soul and spirit, not the body. And the fourth dimension is where we actualize ourselves on a level that has to do with our past lives, our future events, and the content of what our soul is doing aside from what our body wants or what our body needs. So that's basically where the soul, the fourth plane resides.
There was a lot of talk around the time of 2012, Neil, about in the metaphysical community about the earth transforming to the fourth dimension from the third dimension. Now we're in a fourth dimensional reality. Would you care to comment on that?
The earth doesn't transform into. The earth is the earth, and the fourth dimension is above the earth. The fourth dimension is not, if we're to equate the fourth dimension with the third dimension, we're in plenty of trouble, because that takes away from what the fourth dimension is. The fourth dimension is its own sacred space.
And the earth is a place of duality, whereas the fourth dimension does not hold duality. It's not. Light is light and dark is dark. They're separate entities. So it's not, you know, it's not mixed as it is on the earth plane.
There are inhabitants on the fourth dimension that demons are there.
Right.
Entities, darker entities are there. Souls are there that are caught in negative energy. But the light energies are not confused with
the dark energies.
There's a distinction. Here on the planet, we have a convoluted energy of being, of psyche. The light and dark sometimes co-mingle. there is a distinction. So, and what, you know, we're dealing with the body and the energy and the functions of the body. We're not dealing with what feeds the soul, so to speak. We can feed the soul in terms of being in the body, but basically we are still restricted to bodily and ego needs. There is not a body in the soul dimension, and there's not a ego in the soul dimension. It is purely an energy of light, and that experience ultimately transforms into a spiritual
path. So in essence, the less we are connected to our soul within that fourth dimension, the more we're going to be concerned with physicality, our basic needs, our desires, timelines, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. I mean, we're geared to the body, so we have to think of shelter, we have to think of eating, we have to think of making money. Ultimately, we have to think of separation, we have to think of death, we have to think of mass and volume. Those energies, those basic qualities do not exist in the fourth dimension. The fourth dimension is a realm of timelessness, infinity, an energy that carries the volume of energy is unity, being, the flowing essence of life, is existence itself, but existence as a capital E. It's the attitude of eternity. So those are elements that we deal with in the fourth dimension. And also in the fourth dimension, the past, the future, everything's simultaneous. Everything's happening in the moment, and the moment is everlasting. So there's a consciousness of omniscience, omnipresence. Everything is located right in the area, the immediate area that the soul is in. We don't have that on the earth plane. We're always striving for something. On the soul plane, we don't strive. We just are. We just exist. But that attitude of existence is something that our minds hardly can conceive of, because we can't fathom it.
Fathom.
And maybe fathom too, if we go deep enough. But so it's a two different worlds, and the attitude of being in the fourth dimension, we sometimes navigate it through it in dream world. Sometimes we navigate it through it in meditation. The problem with navigating into the fourth dimension through meditation or dream world or visualization is that we're still attached to body. We still have that element. It's almost like the sense of flying in an airplane, but we're not really
flying. Well, as long as we're in the body, our attachment to the fourth dimension will be grounded by the physicality of our beings.
Yeah, yeah. And in the fourth dimension, for that being, but in the fourth dimension, we're also getting closer to the presence of God, because we don't have that offensive body that we're dealing with, that is restricted to and limited due to the aspect of mortality and need and ego, things like that. So we really want to get into the kind of home central area of the fourth dimension. Then what we're really dealing with is the language and the attitude of energy, of the essence of the energy of the soul, not the energy of the body, how we feel. Oh, we feel great today. Oh, we're working out. Oh, you know, we're going on a diet. Oh, we're going someplace. Oh, I got what I wanted. That's the body speaking. Soul awareness is not identified with body awareness. It's two distinct things. So we have to understand what feeds the soul: faith, belief, just the excitement of evolving into the idea that existence is a thing in and of itself. And we actualize ourselves through the concept of existence.
And this is how we start to communicate with higher beings, getting into more of a vibrational language rather than the language of the body. It's the doorway to becoming more psychic.
It's the doorway to those things that are infinite, to infinity, if you want to use a metaphor or a topic, aside from the idea that it's moving towards God. But we're moving, and you know, we're moving from a lower to a higher vibration. So the higher vibration we have, the less we speak, the less we have to articulate the sensation of existence into a language, a verbal language. It becomes an energy. So we refine these vibrations, and we somehow connect them to, I guess, crudely speaking, we connect them to emotions. I think emotions are the babbling attitudes of a vibrational spirit. Just as a baby will babble in its voice to learn speech, I think the attitude of learning the vibration of the spirit or the soul is through first the attitude of emotion, because emotion can be a vibration. You don't have to speak.
So whatever we feel is translated into a vibration that communicates either positive or negative.
On an ascending level, descending emotion to speech, ascending is emotion to vibration, to energy, converting it to energy, where ultimately the epitome of vibration is without need, without want, without judgment, and basically without thought. It's a vibration. You don't conceptualize anymore. You're not using your brain to figure out the ins and outs of what the meaning of life is. You are in the meaning of life. You are part of it. You are in the vibration of it. So you're in the heartbeat of God. And being in the heartbeat of God is, well, what can one say? The vibration of God's heartbeat is your vibration. And now there's no language needed. But that's not it's something we can try to articulate in colorful language, but to experience it is something I think you got to be there. Not that I've been there, but in terms of the intense study of energy, you begin to understand what the concept is to be at one with God, one-on-one. That's your beautiful 11.
Ah, yes. Well, we will be expanding on that in the book, but we don't want to go too much into that 11. So when am I going to get something for me?
Oh. Well, something for you is very abstract.
Yeah.
You'll get something.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm sure people are going to be asking those questions today, and we should take some of our callers, Neil, because we've got a lot of people in line. Is there anything you wanted to say?
No, let's get to our
wrapping
callers.
Up. Okay. So everybody in the queue is getting a reading, 305 and 239. Please press 1 if you'd like to speak with us, because I will not be probably taking callers if they don't press 1 today. Okay. Bringing on 303. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi. Is this me?
This is you, yes. You're on.
I didn't hear the little beep that usually accompanies the...
Oh, really?
Yeah, but that just could be my beep on my end. My name's Allison.
Oh, Allison.
I know. Well, I'm a long time...
Yes.
A long time listener. Yeah.
Yes, I know your number, that you're a 314 and you're born in March. Am I remembering right?
I'm sorry?
What are you? You're a 314, I think, but I don't remember your exact birth date. I'm recalling that you're born in March, but I may be wrong.
Oh, yeah. March, the Ides of March.
Yes.
How do you remember those things?
What's your birth date exactly, though, Allison?
Yeah, March 15,
1957. She's a 314, I believe. 5, 6, 7,
yeah.
8, 9.
Yeah.
She's a 314.
Yes.
Yes, and a writer. You used to edit. I mean, I know all the details. And where are you located right now, Allison?
I am still in Arizona.
Arizona. Okay.
No, I thought she was in Arizona. That's what I got.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. So Neil did pick up that vibe. What brings you to our show today?
Well, other than just the sheer pleasure in the holidays, this is a season of gratitude, and I'm grateful for the long-term blog talk relationship, I suppose you could say. I have a work situation that's frustrating for me because I have one job that I very part-time that I really love but is very part-time, and I don't know that it's going to ever become many more hours. And then my other job is a job that I do because I have to have the hours, but it's really not anything I enjoy doing. And so I'm trying to, I kind of feel schizophrenic because I feel like, I want to grow the job I really like, but there's not much opportunity for that. And I want to find better work, but the economy here is not very good. So just wondering what you might see around this whole work situation.
Well, that's not schizophrenic. If you hear voices and nobody's there, now you're being schizophrenic over the two jobs. You're just in a quagmire. You're just in a dilemma. You're in a catch-22. The one thing, I don't know yet, Allison, the one thing that I'm getting around you that may be indirectly connected if we had the time to probe deeply enough. There was a movie called A Christmas Story. I think it was about a kid that wanted a bike, and it became a holiday movie. I never really saw it, but I know a lot of people did, and it became a favorite. Have you ever seen that movie?
You know, it sounds really familiar, but if I have seen it, it was a long time ago.
Now, aside from your dilemma about the part-time work that is positive and the full-time work that's more negative, are you doing any writing as we speak?
Am I doing any writing? A little bit of blogging, you know, just personal writing, nothing I'm being paid for.
Okay, Allison, when you do write in your passion of writing, what kind of material do you write?
Do you mean on a personal, like my journaling, or do you mean something outside of that?
Short stories, novels, poetry, essays.
Weren't you an editor, Allison? Didn't you do editing?
Yeah. I used to have a career as an editor. Copy yes, editor. And writer as well. But now I
and writer too.
Now I don't.
So I think you're asking what she wrote when she was in the career. Was it like a reporting?
I've done some freelance community reporting. That's what I really enjoy, but that's more features writing, feature writing, not news writing as much, more features and what I would call, profiling individuals, community.
Human interest,
Allison, I see you writing something, I don't know where it is yet in time, but I see you writing an article or a piece that has to do with the Christmas time zone, something about Christmas time zone, and writing an article I see somewhere in your near future. So I don't know what door that's coming out of. It could be like a pop star, guest star type thing that just suddenly pops in, but I see that element happening. Now I have already done that.
I had somebody ask me to write an article on Christmas. It's already been written and submitted, but it was for free. It was for her website. It was for her own personal website, and so I was not paid. So that is done already. Yeah.
because we're limited in time, Allison, that is a validation.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were writing that. So that's a validation that's occurred. Even though it's backward a little bit in time, it still serves as a validation. So here's what I'm going to tell you. I think your part-time work, the hours are going to get increased. What are you doing part-time?
My good part-time job is I run a radio board at a little at the radio station here in town.
Mm-hmm.
I run the board.
Okay, so I don't know. I see that increasing. Somehow the hour is going to increase. Something's going to happen, and that's going to increase. You enjoy doing that. So I see that increasing. Now, because our readings are short, that's what I can share with you today. So I see the hours increasing there. I wish I could go on, but I can't. But here's what I'll leave you with. Those hours are going to increase. Maybe small amounts, but they're going to increase.
Right.
Allison, you can always call back on the show or contact Neil directly, but it's great to hear from you again. Thanks for getting in touch.
And happy Thanksgiving to both of you. I always enjoyed your show. So
thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Allison.
You too. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. She was one of our original listeners from the very beginning when we first started the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, we really do appreciate it. So, okay. 608 is next. And everybody, you are getting a reading, but we have to take callers in the order that they came in. So that's what I'm doing. 608. Good morning or afternoon, depending on your time zone. Are you there? 608. I feel like I'm hearing like glimmering of sound, but nothing. Okay. Well, that we'll try to get back to them. 913. Are you there, caller?
Hi.
Who's there?
Hi, thank you for this. This is Marianne. Thank you for offering this. I just wanted to ask you what you see for this project I'm working on, if it's going to go through or if there's going to be roadblocks or if it's going to be success.
Okay, you're welcome, first of all. And second, Marianne, your location and your birth date would be great.
81678, Kansas.
Okay. I'm just going to do a quick calculation. 9. So you're wondering about a project. 5, 15, 25.
Yes.
40 equals 4, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's 40 equals 4, and she is, how old is she?
She's
5. She's a 40 equals 4.
Yeah. Where did she say she's from?
She's from Kansas, and she's looking to, she wants to know about a project.
Well, okay, right now, let's put the project briefly on one shelf. I'm not tackling the project for 1 second. Have you ever done any work in any way, shape, or form, Mary Ann, with children?
Yes. I worked as a peds nurse.
A what?
A peds nurse, a pediatric nurse.
Oh, a pediatric nurse.
Oh,
okay, so that's a yes.
That's my validation.
Okay.
Now, the way I guess today, so far, in these first two readings, I'm working with indirect validations. The key word is validation. The secondary word is that it comes in an indirect way. Now, the fact that I felt you working with children and you have in a significant manner in my sense of informing you that this project you're doing is going to go through. So, in 30 seconds or less, what's this project you're working on?
Oh, it's to help children and adults it's a health promotion project, just to help them, take better care of themselves. And it's a very big project, but I just need to. I think I'm getting a lot of roadblocks from people who are supposed to be helping me, and I just wanted to know if those people are, if that energy, I guess, or those people are powerful enough to stop it. That's
no.
What I like to know.
No, they're not powerful. No, I don't want to be I don't want to be an optimal optimist. But no, I don't believe that they can stop it. Number one, That's not the signal I'm getting. Now I got angels and guides that I work with. They're not always exact, but they're better than not having them. And so I don't believe that they're going to be able to stop it. The fact that I felt the thing with children, and you're validating it, and then you, even your project is a health promotion for children and adults, to me is another validation, an emphasis that the good guys are on your team and they're going to fight these obstacles, these roadblocks. I've been dealing all morning with clients and roadblocks and describing roadblocks. I think I've been talking for three hours of my waking hours already about it. Roadblocks, Marianne, to me is just, you know, you get in, you're on the freeway, you hit a bottleneck. Do you get out of your car and sell your car because there's a bottleneck on the freeway? No, you sometimes you have to sit and handle the roadblock for what it is. Don't worry about this. You keep formulating high energy, tunnel vision, forceful thinking, and I think that you're going to be able to, and maybe others around you are going to be able to overwhelm these so-called roadblocks. And you know, but get a clearance on it. These people, a lot of these people are inclined to worship the dollar, power, ego. They're not, their heads aren't in the right space for what really is the promotion attitude of health for all people on the planet. And I think probably what's getting in their way is bureaucracy, politics, and personal issues. So I think it's going to be overwhelmed. And I think you're going to be okay. I think you're going to get it.
Okay. Do you think I need to confront certain people, or should I just keep, you know, that high vibration tunnel vision right now?
High vibration tunnel first. The bringing it and manifesting it down to the earth level, where you have to verbalize something to somebody, should be done with a sense of direct correction, meaning you got to know what you're doing if you're going to come down. Because if they're the powers that be, if you get in their face and you don't know what you're doing, you can aggravate the situation. But at the same time, if you do confront them efficiently and effectively, then you're going to plow them over them. So I think first vibration, second communication.
Oh, okay. Got it. Thank you so much. I appreciate this very much.
You're very welcome. Okay, Marianne, happy holidays. Good luck.
You too.
And to Neil directly, 562-596-7818, or Marianne can join us on Facebook, Twitter, or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Let us bring on our next. It is a busy day today. Everybody's off probably for the holiday. 239 is our next caller. I'm sorry. Yes. Okay. 239, then 707. Hello, 239.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm good. My name is Jeanette.
Is it J-A or J-E-A-N?
No, I'm going to give you the correct spelling. It's Y-I-N-E-T.
Oh, Jeanette, okay.
Yeah.
That's unique.
Thank you.
Yeah, pretty. What's your birth date, Jeanette?
July 16, 1980.
And what brings you to the show? Oh, where are you calling from?
Florida.
Okay. What's your question? Yeah.
Okay. The thing, I'm just trying to figure out if I should stay where I'm at or if I should go. There's another place that I want to move to, and I'm trying to debate. So I guess that's the question. Should I stay here or should I go where I'm thinking of going?
Okay.
Well, you're
35 years old, right?
Yes.
85, 90, 110, 35. So 3 years ago. I was going to ask if you've been in your current residence for 3 years.
No.
How long have you been there?
1 year.
And where were you before there?
I was in New Jersey.
And how long were you in New Jersey?
For 2.5 years.
Yeah. So there's 3 years. You've been where you're at 1 year and New Jersey for approximately 2 years. So I'm going back. I had to go back twice to find the 3 year mark, right?
Okay. I see.
See what I'm doing? I said, have you been there 3 years? You said, no, you've been there one. I said, where were you before that? In New Jersey for approximately 2.5 years. There's our 3 year zone.
Okay.
So I think you're getting ready to leave.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Yeah. Oh, you go, oh, okay. Interesting. Well, yeah, because it's going to be a jolt. You see, you're 35 years old and your master number is 5, and 5 goes into 35 7 times, which is your month.
Oh,
and your
okay.
month is broken. Your month is 7. And look, it's broken up in your day as 16. That's the 7-2. Now, the I just feel, I mean, it's a vibrational interpretation. I just sense you're going to be moving. And you know what? Where you're moving to, there's somebody close to you over there that you need to be near. Does that make any sense yet?
Okay. Okay, it makes sense.
Okay, that makes sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, it does. So, and that is that situation a little bit problematic, but it's still important?
Yes. Ooh, uh-huh. Bless you, yes.
Yeah, I know, I got it. So, that's, you see, you're working out of karma, Jeanette, and by going over there, sometimes we have to deal with karma in order to resolve it so we can get clearance. And the universe is requiring you to go over there in order to resolve it and get clearance. Now, the outcome is for another episode of information, but going there is important.
Okay.
Okay. Well, hopefully that's helpful to you.
All right. Well, thank you both, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too, and you're welcome. Thank you. And perhaps Jeanette will let us know what transpires as as she moves closer to this move. So, okay. So, 707.
Hello.
Good morning. Who's this? Hi.
How are you?
Good.
This
how
is
are
Nancy.
You? Hi, Nancy. And Nancy, your birth date and location.
I'm in Eureka, California, and my birth date is 5/2/70.
That's 707 area code. Mm-hmm. Sure extends up there far, doesn't it?
It does. It's surprising.
It is, really. 17. And what brings you to our show, Nancy?
Ask my question now. Is that what you?
Yes,
wanted?
You may ask your question now.
Okay. My
if
husband started his own. Yes. My husband started his own business, and it hasn't been as successful as we need it to be.
Okay.
So maybe financial advice, or what you see for him, or the resolution for this situation.
All right.
Possibly.
Okay.
Okay.
Can we get a birth date for your husband too, please?
10/15/62.
62. Okay. 5, 6, 7, 17, 8. My brain is. He's also the same master number, right?
No.
Oh.
Am I wrong? 5, 6, 7, 17. 25. He's a 25/7.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're one off.
Yeah,
interesting.
But you see, the 5/2 is the same as the 5/1.
Yeah, exactly. And our 5/2 is her day, and he's 25/7.
So. Yeah. So that's the same. We're doing numerology, Nancy.
Cool.
Okay, so in relation to the attitude of conversation, mm-hmm. and don't worry about the question I'm going to ask you, don't worry about whether it applies to the situation at hand or not. Let's not worry about that
mm-hmm.
for a moment. But do you have anything to do with electricity? An electrical contractor, electrical situation, electrical service, anything right now the word is electricity, electric. What's your connection to that?
I don't know. He's a land surveyor, so I don't know if
he's
he can get a contract with, you know, an electrical company or something.
Okay. What? Okay, so so he's a land surveyor. So what? He surveys the land for what? Business, home, roads, what?
All of the above.
All of the above. So in that attitude, he has to sometimes deal with electricity, doesn't he? Underground cables.
Yes.
Would you say that?
Yes.
Okay. So now we're working on a elusive type rope here, but I'm dealing, because in the general attitude of his job, we're still looking at components that is of concern to him. And if there's a contractor, if there's something to do with electricity, you know, every attitude of life has their own mascot, has their own godsend, has their own element of energy. He's dealing with land, but he's dealing with land in terms of the surveying of land, which ultimately means the construction of something on the land.
Mm-hmm.
And that ultimately brings in the idea of electricity in some regard.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a link.
Yes.
It's a bit of a link, Nancy, and maybe we have to play detective to put the pieces together. But my attitude that his business right now having a block to it is connected somehow with the energy of electricity. So I would talk, I don't know if he knows you do a radio, if he knows you talk to people like us or psychics or whatever, but in your own way, in your Nancy way, got to talk to your husband about how he connects with electrical contractors, electricity, and get his mind rolling until a light bulb suddenly goes off and he starts to, in his own private way, starts to see a connection. And then you're going to see improvement.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome.
Let's see how that goes.
Yeah, let us know. We always like to hear updates. So
I'd love to. Well, thank you for your time.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Thank you. I'm wishing everybody happy holidays today.
Oh, happy holidays. Yeah.
Yes.
Happy holidays. You know,
there's a song.
Yeah. Of course, you and I were vegetarians, so we're not going to be eating a turkey.
No.
And for those of you who are not going to be eating turkeys and saving a turkey's life, they're on our team. For those of you,
I thought you were going to offer something free.
You get a free Indian.
Indian what?
I don't know.
Indian a stuffed squash.
Yeah.
Actually, I was looking at a menu of a local hotel. You know, we have a lot of upscale hotels south of us, and one of the restaurants that's supposed to be particularly good and we haven't visited yet is doing a Thanksgiving meal, and their vegetarian offering is quite nice.
Well, you know, it's a way. Vegetarian is the wave of the future. I was been a vegetarian since I was a little boy, but finally, it's becoming a big thing. You know, before it was Loma Linda. And,
that's right, and they still sell Loma Linda. Actually, it's like canned.
Oh, it was horrible. I ate it just because I was a vegetarian, but it's terrible.
Yeah,
maybe they've improved. But now, now the vegetarian dishes are amazing.
They really are. And there's so much that can be eaten. It's such a healthier lifestyle, I think, to be a vegetarian.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's enough of our propaganda for the show. Okay, what is the order here? Always a curious question. Okay, let's try to bring 608 on again. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, we tried to bring you on earlier, but you were not there. Hi.
Oh, you know what? I just moved, and I don't remember what my number is. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. So you were sitting there silent, but you didn't hear the beep, apparently. What's your name?
Jill.
Okay, Jill. And your birth date, Jill?
12/17/1960.
60. Okay, and Jill, what
is your question. Oh, and location.
I'm in Wisconsin. I just made a major life change. I moved to another state, and I just want to start all over and
okay.
let go of the past. And what do you get about that?
All right.
Well, let me ask you something, Jill. You know, have you been listening to the show? I've been asking these strange indirect questions to people that leads me on a wild goose chase that ultimately leads to validation. So let me ask you something. Where in your lifetime have you ever owned, let's start off with a dog. If not, then we go to a cat. But have you ever owned a dog?
Yes.
Okay. Now, was this, just say yes or no, was this dog important to you, or was it more of a family pet that everybody loved, or did you ever have your own special dog?
My own special dog.
Okay. Now, that dog has passed or crossed over?
No, but he's very old.
Oh, he's very old, so he's within a year maybe going to go.
It could be, yes.
Could be. And when that dog goes, let me just ask you a question. It might be a little bit, I'm not suggesting your dog's going to go yet, so don't worry about that. This isn't about a reading that your dog's going to die tomorrow. But when that dog goes, are you planning to just let go of it? Are you going to keep the ashes? Do you have anything in mind?
I would like to keep the ashes.
Silence.
She dropped?
She must have dropped. Let me try to unmute and...
It's a morbid topic. Maybe she...
Hello?
Are you there?
No, I'm here. I'm here.
Jill is not there. All right.
She's not there? Just
no.
Dropped.
Okay, we're back, everybody. We apologize for that. I don't know what happened, but suddenly we were knocked off the air. So taking our next caller...
Is Jill gone?
Yeah, she's gone. So we're going to take our next caller, which is... This queue is very disorganized today, so I apologize. 856. Are you there?
Hi, guys. Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Oh, it's... Hi. Hi, hi, hi. 12...
31. 74.
31. Who is this?
Rosemaria.
Rosemaria. And she's a 28, 10, right? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. What's your question?
Whatever he has that's coming up, whatever path I'm supposed to lead, just which way,
okay.
Left or right? I'm like right in smack center.
What? Well, 31, 74?
Yeah.
And what? I understand.
She's wondering whatever you have, whatever advice you can give her about her path.
Whatever advice I can give you about your path, Rosa Maria?
Yeah, my path, because like I'm right at the dead center of it.
You're right in the dead center. Okay, let me ask you something, because I got caught in the other reading. I was about ready to talk about a dog, and it left at an awkward moment. Is there anybody in your family, Rosa Maria, or anybody in your extended family that were ever nurses, or anybody in nursing or medicine or anything?
Nursing, doctor, and a pharmacist.
Say that again, a what?
Doctor, nurse, and a pharmacist.
You had a doctor, a nurse, and a pharmacist in your family?
Right.
Yeah, that, I'm picking up on that. Now, I don't know, maybe I'm picking up on it to make a connection with you. Maybe that's a form of validation for us. There's got to be something in there that I'm picking up on that's important. And now, how do we stretch that over to you? Now, let me ask you something. In your lifetime, have you ever had any kind of neck injury, car accident, neck problem, shoulder problem, something like this?
Yes. Car accident.
Okay, what did you... What?
A car accident.
Car accident. What happened in the car accident?
I was unconscious. Leg knee problem and mouth.
Okay, you're unconscious, so something hit your head, and that takes us to now we got a doctor, a nurse, a pharmacist, a car accident, a head injury, a head collision, and a knee problem. Now we got to put it all together. I don't know. Something in there. There's something in there. I don't know yet. I must be dealing with some part of your karma, Rosa Maria, that has to do with clearing up karma. Something's got to be cleared up is what my take is on you. In order to talk about your future, we want to clear something up. Has there been any divorce in your family, whether your parents or yourself?
Parent. I know a few people.
Parent divorce?
Yeah. One.
Okay. I can only say this. With you, because these readings are short, they're not structured for long readings, that your situation, to get to the clarity of your path, there's got to be some karma cleanup. Karma cleanup, you know, you do that through working with somebody. You can work on yourself. First of all, you got to figure out what part of your karma has got to be cleaned up. But it seems like that there's some element in your energy that's going to be identified, cleared up, and then your path is going to be a bright one, a good one. But that's not going to happen until this process happens, which I don't think is a long process, but something's got to be cleared up. So what you should take from this reading is that there's something in your energy field that's blocking you, your path, and once that's cleared up, you're going to be doing okay. You'll have more clarity. And what that issue is has something to do with your life in general. You got to look at it. But that's all I have time for right now.
Yeah, we've got to move on. But thank you for your call and
cool.
for getting back in touch. Have a great holiday. Thank you.
You too. Thanks, guys.
Okay, Jill is back. And, Neil, we've got a lot of callers in about 11 minutes. So we really
okay, a lot of callers, a lot of minutes.
Three.
Jill?
No, not a lot of minutes.
A lot of calls, a few minutes.
A few
Jill,
minutes.
I'm going to ask you something, Jill. And don't. I'm not trying to be morbid or I'm not trying to
no,
be morbid.
No, I understand.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for understanding.
She didn't, you know.
When your dog, I hate to say it, don't worry. I hope your dog lives to be 150. But when your dog does go, do you plan to just bury it or you want to keep the ashes? I know it's morbid, forgive me, but do you have any preconceived ideas about that?
I would like to keep the ashes.
That's what I thought. Okay, I'm telling you something, Jill. You have a very... Something's coming up that is going to be like sunlight. Something very bright is going to be coming up in your field of energy. I wish I had more time. But because of this validation with the dog that I'm getting, which is a whole different attitude of picking up something psychically, I'm going to now switch gears dramatically and tell you that something very bright is coming your way. I can't get into details. I wish I could because it would probably take about 10 more minutes and I just don't have the time. But here's what I can tell you. Something bright is coming up. I know it's general, but it's better than something bad. And I want you also to know to pay attention to apples and fruit trees.
Okay.
There's something about apples. And real quick, do apples and fruit trees have any significance to your life?
Well, now they do because I just moved to Wisconsin and the woman I'm staying with, it's all about fresh apples.
Oh, then there we go. So we got a very wonderful validation for you, Jill. You know, hang on. You got something good is coming.
How long do you think? Soon, soon?
I 2 months? I don't know.
Okay.
You can always call back, Jill. I know it's kind of a short reading, but because we've got so many people and so little time,
okay.
We want to try to get everybody. And we're sorry for the interruption. We're back on the air on Wednesday. You can always call
okay.
back.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. So we are... losing callers, but that's okay because we don't have a lot of time. 252 is our next.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Keisha, and I just want to know about my
Keisha.
Finances. Hi,
All right.
They going to pick up?
Birthday?
12977.
Okay.
are they going to pick up? 9, 10, 11, 12.
What, did you drop them on the floor or something?
Yeah, might as well have. It's in the garbage. Yeah, basically it is.
Well, not a good place for finances, that's for sure.
I know exactly.
You know what's funny is that the garbage bag just dropped in our house. That is really weird.
Oh, wow. See, there you go.
It knocked over. I think I found them here in the recycle bag.
Are your finances going to pick up? Let's see. Okay, personal question on the line. Answer it the best you can, still keeping your privacy. But does $40,000 to $45,000 have any kind of meaning to you in your life, anywhere?
No, but that's how much I want to make a year.
That'd be perfect.
That'd be perfect for me. Not too much, not too little, you know, and I'd be able to sustain my mode of living without a whole lot of garbage.
Okay, tell you what.
You know?
You should be a sanitation engineer. They make about 44. Okay. So.
Well, yeah, they do, actually. Yeah, I know how much they make. They do make money, but yeah.
That's how much I'm going to make.
It's
a good job.
I know.
Do they?
It depends on how many years they have
with the company. And some of them get real chummy with the boss and get that extra raise. You know what I'm saying?
You know, Keisha, I don't know. I was just being playful with the idea, but I don't know if that's a place for you to apply. But you're going to get that. You're going to make that much. That's coming up.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
I don't know where to go, where to tell you to go, but you're going to.
And I don't know where to look.
What's your talent? Real quick, what's your talent? What do you do?
I'm kind of in the medical field, but I'm trying to get into the nursing program, and at that point, I'll be making that if I get into the program, you know?
Okay, got it, Keisha. Just nursing, big topic today. Go and do that and make the money. You'll get it. Don't get too existential about it. Just go into the nursing program. Great job. Good. I mean, it's got its problems, but it's noble. It's high energy. It's a 7 energy. You have 7 in your life.
Yeah.
Go and do that. You're going to make between 40,000 and 45,000. You'll be fine. You have to go through the process, though. Just don't give up.
So don't leave the country until I get my nursing degree. Got you.
Yeah, don't leave. No, get your nursing degree, period.
Okay, got you. All right, then I got to pay Uncle Sam back and then leave the country. Okay, got you. Thank you.
Thanks, Keisha. Thank you.
You have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Happy holidays. Bye. Okay, we have 2 callers left. 5 minutes. We'll go a little bit over, but they're going to be short readings. 203 and 314. 314 is first, and then 213. 314, good morning. Silence. Going once.
It's Paul Simon.
Going twice. The Sound of Silence. And Garfunkel.
Yeah.
Hello, good morning. How are you doing?
Oh, you're there. Okay. Hi, who's this?
Well, I really, my name is Kevin. I'm calling from the St. Louis area.
Okay.
Kevin? You need my birthday?
We do.
4/20/64.
Okay.
And I really didn't have a question, a specific question, but what do you see?
Okay, so something general, something brief and general.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Something. You have no specific question. Something brief and general. Okay, Kevin. Did you know anyone that had asthma, that needed to be in a breathing apparatus, that had problems with their breathing? They may have crossed over already. Does that ring a bell? A grandfather, a father, anybody?
Not so much of asthma. I'm trying to think. No, not necessarily about asthma. Anyone I know that's crossed over.
Yeah. Is your dad still alive? Your brother? Any? Are they all alive?
I have a brother that has crossed over.
A brother.
It was from cancer. Yes.
Okay. Don't worry about the apparatus. Your brother's reaching out to you.
Okay.
Okay. So he's reaching out to you because I got the element of a brother or a father that's on the inside trying to reach out to you. The asthma, the breathing apparatus could have been my confusion in translating the vibration that he was giving me. So that's just a miscalculation on my part. But the attitude of where it's coming from is from brother.
Okay.
So there's an attitude of your brother. Huh? That makes you happy? Good.
Yeah, I'm happy to hear from him. Yes.
Kevin, do you have a birth date for your brother?
I think his birthday is in September. I don't have that exact date.
Okay, that's okay. That's okay.
Well, he loves you very much, and there must be a reason why. You know, a lot of times these spirits that when somebody crosses over, they find these psychics that connect to them, and they just feel inclined to want to be near them because it's a chance to reach out to somebody. So this is his attempt to reach out to you. He's also talking about a body of water. So it's like he's near a body of water, or he was near a body of water, or there's a body of water or a boat. I don't know yet. Have there been any boats in your life, bodies of water that you live by, anything like that going on?
Well, I live in St. Louis. I live by the Mississippi, and originally from Chicago by Lake Michigan. And he did live on the East Coast, Virginia.
Okay. So, well, I haven't been in those areas myself, so I'm just telling you what he's giving me. So it's all fresh for me. And he's telling me about that. He says something about your aunt. I don't know, that would be one of your parents' siblings?
My mother's sister, yes.
Yeah. Are you having conflict with her? Are you close to her? What's going on?
No, there's no conflict. You know, she's been very helpful. She's on the other side also.
Oh, so. Then he's with her. He's with her. And so, Kevin, what I'm getting, because the readings are brief and you didn't have any specific question, your brother and your aunt are saying hello to you. That's the beginning of the story, not the end. The beginning of the story, they're saying hello to you, and they're making a connection to you. They love you very much, and they're watching over you, and they are really watching over you. I feel really intense about that.
Okay, that's a very good thing.
Yeah,
okay.
That's a very good thing. So if you're having any trouble or problems in life or conflict, speak out to them. They're right there near you.
Okay.
All right, Kevin. Well, all the best to you. And you're always welcome to call back on another show when we have more time. But, yeah, they're short today. So.
All right. Thank you very much. You guys have a
you're
great
very
holiday.
Welcome. You too. Have a great holiday, Kevin. Okay, we've got one final caller, Neil, and we're going a little bit over because we're at our hour point. But we will take this caller, 203. Are you there?
Yes, this is Todd.
Hi, Todd. Birth date?
For you. June 28th, 1977.
2877. And your location?
Connecticut.
Okay, and I know we've spoken before, right? 1626. 3 = 4. What's your question?
Just about my work.
Okay. Specifically, because these are short, is there a specific question about your work?
Yeah, it's just what you're seeing in terms of my work.
Okay, what am I seeing in terms of your work? Right now I'm seeing, right now as we speak, it could change, but I'm seeing you being there a year and a half. I don't know if you've been there a year and a half. If not, then you're going to be there a year and a half longer. That's what I'm seeing as we speak. How long have you been at your work?
A year and a half.
Oh, a year and a half.
Ah, interesting.
So you've been there a year and a half. That's what I'm seeing. So right now you're at a turning point in your work. Do you want, are you trying to advance in your work and get a higher position or pay?
I own my own business.
Oh, you own your own business. So there's going to be an advance. If you own your own business, that's even better, Todd, because there's going to be an advancement of pay.
Aren't you
income.
In real estate or something like that? Am I remembering correctly?
Yes, I am.
Well, Todd, I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm reading you cold right now, and I got a year and a half. You've been in business a year and a half. I don't recall, you know, I'm not basing this on a memory. There's going to be an increase of income, Todd.
Okay.
So there's an increase of income. Do you deal real estate? Do you deal with residential?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have right now a two-story home that you're trying to sell?
Yeah, all of them are.
Of them are. Well, believe it or not, you're going to be making some money. More money's coming in for you.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good news.
Are you seeing anything else on that end?
That's not enough. What else do I see? I see plenty of things, but you know, we have a limited show. You asked about your job, I think. And you know, I mean, we could talk for hours if we had the time, but we don't. Do I see anything else? Sure I do, but you know, for another show, or give me a call or whatever you want to do. But yeah, there's other things going on. I see things going on with every caller we had. We had 9 callers today, and each one I saw more than I was able to express. But that's just life.
Okay, Todd. Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right, we're back on the air on Wednesday, everybody. Thanks for joining us today. We'll talk to you or hear from you then. Bye-bye.